This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our minds on the topic that we are going to discuss. My brothers and sisters, the topic of today's Jummah khutbah in Dubai is sustaining our blessings. Subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah has given us innumerous blessings. We just can't count them. Favors are so many that we will be in no position to count them. And subhanallah, what we are asked to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when we have favors from Allah, we need to first thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. For indeed, it is purely because of the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah that He has blessed us with favors and blessings. Secondly, we need to ensure, which is the topic of today's khutbah, is sustaining our blessings. Subhanallah, the blessings that we have around us, we need to first treat them as blessing. For example, food, water, clothing, shelter. These are the things that millions of people across the globe, they are not having it. Subhanallah. Many of them, they don't have the access to the pure water. They don't have food to eat. Subhanallah. It invites our attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Don't be excessive indeed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like and love the one who does excess. Excess, my brothers and sisters, is actually an unfair thing. It's very unjust to do excess. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with wealth, bless you with good position, bless you with ample of food, bless you with, you know, so much of water, we need to understand and be mindful of the usage of this. Use it as much as only that you need it. So your usage should be based on the need, not on the capacity of how much you have. Subhanallah. This is a thing that is really needed to be understood by one and all, that we need to use the things as much as only we need it. You might have a capacity to, you know, buy, for example, 10 barrels of water, but you need only one. So you go for only one, not for the 10. You can utilize the remaining 9 to those who are in need of it. And this is how the importance of charity comes into play. My brothers and sisters, when you quench your thirst, you need to understand that there are others lined up, so many in the world that need our help, our support. And subhanallah, when Allah Rabbul Izzah has given us ample, we have an opportunity to help those so that we can help ourselves. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helped those who help others. He is kind to those who are kind to others. So my brothers and sisters, the key message and the essence of this khutbah is sustaining our blessings. Don't be excessive in food. Don't waste food. Don't be the person who takes up so much and eats little bit of that. Don't be the person who excessively use water, be it even for wudu. Subhanallah. We are told not to waste anything in our lives because everything comes with an account. Everything, we will be accountable and responsible for that. My brothers and sisters, let us be among those who always are mindful and never, go in excess, be it, even in wedding. You know, subhanallah, we see there are so many people who spend so much money on wedding. On that one day, perhaps 1,000 families can be fed for the entire year. So Allah Rabbul Izzah, He reminds us that those who are doing excess, you know, they are the brothers of shaitan, subhanallah. So my brothers and sisters, let us make sure and be mindful that we use only that which we need, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are mindful of our blessings. We ask Allah Almighty to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless and grant well-being to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this nation from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to bless the Muslim lands, have mercy on the Muslim lands, take people from whatever atrocities and problems and challenges they are going through. We ask Allah Almighty to shower mercy on them. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.